Stand with me as we join for our call to worship. Lord, for who you are and all you do in our lives, for all the times you gave us a shove in the right direction, for the times that we were so wrapped up in what was going on that we forgot to say it, for all of the answered prayers, Lord, help us in all circumstances and situations always to remember to say, thank you. Let's join for our opening hymn, We Gather Together. Distressing, sing praises to his name. He forgets not his own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining his kingdom divine. So from the beginning, the fight we were winning, the Lord was at our side. Time of prayer together. You do have that list of those who are in your bulletin as well as those who have been named this morning. And so as we quiet ourselves before the Lord, whatever's on your heart today, whatever you're needing, lift up these as well as those to the Lord and place them in God's hand. Let's quiet ourselves and pray to the Lord. Lord, it is only because of who you are that we do gather together, as this hymn reminds us. And we come here to offer you our praise and our thanksgiving because you are the kind of God that you are and not some other. You're so faithful. You're so reliable. Your love beyond measure, your mercy and your forgiveness, unimaginable. And yet that is who you are, and you've demonstrated that to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Today we do give thanks for those who have served our nation in so many different capacities, and we've now elected and are in the process of electing new leaders you will put in place. We pray that you'll bestow them with the wisdom and understanding and the sensitivity to lead as you would guide, that we might be the kind of nation that you would want us to be. We thank you for the men and women who have served in the past so faithfully, and those who are serving even now, so many different places, many we don't even know exactly where they are, but yet they are there, present, standing ready to defend and protect things that you value and things that make it possible to be who we are as a nation. And it is because of you that we are a nation that has the means to be generous, not only within our borders, but beyond, meeting so many needs. And we thank you for your provision. Even though we're going through difficult days, you provide enough and more than enough so that we can bear witness to your generosity in our lives through our giving, through our sharing. That's what this season is about. Bearing witness to you, giving thanks and praise to you. We lift up all those who are named, knowing that there is need that we cannot ourselves take care of, but there are professionals who are working with them. But ultimately, Lord, healing comes from you, and so we place them in your hands, and we ask for your continued care, that you might work through us, that we encourage one another and support one another. But we pray for their healing, and we pray for their restoration through your Holy Spirit. Do what only you can do, we pray. Pray, Lord, that whatever we do, whatever we say, will bear witness to you. And we pray all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who has taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. We do have offering plates here at the ends of the altar rail and at the entry area in the back. And so if you have not yet given but want to, I encourage you to do so. But let's pray for a blessing upon each gift. Heavenly Father, we can't outgive you, but we give as you've made it possible so that we can further your work in the world. Bless each giver. Bless each gift. In Jesus' name. Glory be to the Let's have the reading of the scripture from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers constantly, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor, of love and steadfast of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that he has chosen you, because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of persons we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord. For in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy from the Holy Spirit, so that you may become an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it, for they report about us what kind of welcome we had among you and how you turned to God from idols, to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath.
It's the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it is only because of this word given that we know who you are. May your word bear fruit in our lives. In Jesus' name. Join for our second hymn, Sweet Hour of Prayer. If you want to stand, please. Sweet Hour of Prayer, Sweet Hour of Prayer. From a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer. The joys I feel, the bliss I share, of those whose anxious spirits burn with strong desires for thy return. With such I hasten to the place where God, my Savior, shows his face, and gladly take my station there, and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. Amen. You may be seated. Let's pray. Oh God, I am but a man, and yet you have called me to be a servant, to be a vessel in your hands. And in my heart are many words, some that are mine and some that are yours. So let mine fall away, that we might hear you. In Jesus' name. Well, as we begin today, I think it's important that we all make a confession. They say confession is good for the soul, but there's a specific confession that we need to make, and that is this. Mom was right. Mom was right. Can you say that with me on the count of three? One, two, three. Mom was right. You didn't say that very convincingly. But Mom was right. She was right about a lot of different things. But I'm being very specific today. And that is this, that you probably can't count the number of times, but she was right that we need to say thank you. We need to do that. Someone gives you a gift and we say, thank you. Someone gives you a compliment, what do you say? Thank you. If someone is kind and opens a door for you, what should you probably do? You should probably say, thank you. reality is all you probably wanted to do in a certain moment. You got something, it was special, you just wanted to go off and enjoy whatever it was. But mom reminds you, you should always say thank you. Let's teach your mom please and thank you, just common courtesies that every one of us ought to be practicing every single day. Why? Because mom said so, right? That's it. Always saying those kinds of things for people who are helpful in any way. Say thank you. And if your mother is still around after service today, I want to encourage you to go home, or even before, as you're going out the door, just dial her up on the cell phone. Don't do it now in the middle of service. Call her and say, thank you, Mom. Thank you for teaching me to always say thank you. And you know what? If you do, two things will probably happen. Mom will really appreciate hearing from you. You were right, Mom. And two, if you say thank you for teaching me to say thank you, she will likely say thank you in return. Two simple words. How much different might our society be if we did that more often? That we looked for the things that people do and said thank you. It's so important that, in fact, a 10-year study of 200,000 managers, employees shows that saying thank you in the business world actually increases your profits. Business people, any of you who are business people, you should know this. When people are thanked for what they do, it motivates them. That improves their productivity, and that improves your bottom line. It's good for business. Saying thank you. And if you do that as a boss, it will give you a competitive edge. We like to be valued. We like to be appreciated. Who doesn't like that? Not surprisingly then, there was a study I read that lists 28 expressions of gratitude for those leaders who have GDD, gratitude deficiency disorder. People who just don't know the right way to say thank you to the people around them, aren't sure how to go about it. Simple phrases like, I truly am grateful. Your contribution is so important. You make my job so much easier. Simple things to say. Now, talking about it from this business perspective may make it seem rather calculated, maybe insincere. But it does help, because people who work hard, they deserve to know that they're appreciated. So why isn't saying thank you just part of what we do, who we are? I mean, I like to appreciate. I appreciate it when you had preachers and Pastors Appreciation Day, you know. The fact is, many churches, they never do that. Some don't. Yeah, it's my job. Well, it's your job. Sometimes we just take things for granted. Just do your job. Why should I have to say thank you for it? Because the reality is, those simple things that your employees and others around you do all the time, they make a difference. And even though they're just doing their job, it makes a difference in your company. It makes a difference to people around you. And people just need to know it's appreciated, because the reality is not everyone does the work. Not everyone does the job. And if you don't say it, people are likely to feel slighted, unappreciated, not respected, which is likely to cause them to look for another job with someone who can appreciate them. In fact, some people are so used to being taken for granted that if you say thank you to them, what do they say? Oh, there's no need to thank me. But that's exactly why you need to say thank you, because somewhere along the line, somebody convinced them that they weren't important enough to be appreciated. It seems kind of crazy, but it's true. Truth is, some people were not raised by your mom. They didn't have anybody to teach them proper manners, to give or receive appreciation. So that study I mentioned, it's helpful. Gratitude matters. Really easy to do. Mom says it's polite. The business research says it's good for morale. It's good for the bottom line. It helps people win friends and positively influence others. But here's the deal. This is what the Bible says about it. That this is important in the life of the church. It's important in your witness in the world. The Apostle Paul said thank you all of the time. You listen to what was read this morning, just that very first couple of lines there in Thessalonians. He's saying thank you. Every single one of his letters has a section, at least one section, entirely devoted to saying thank you to all kinds of people about all kinds of things. Every last one of them, there's something, except for Galatians. I don't know what it was about that church. Paul couldn't even find one thing to thank them for. I've known those churches. They're out. But what that shows us is actually it's not a calculation on Paul's part to say just thank you absent-mindedly. He does it very intentionally, very specifically when it is warranted. It's part of who he is, though. But here in 1 Thessalonians, Paul just cannot say thank you enough. Here in chapter 1, verses 2 through 5, he says thank you. Chapter 2, 13 through 16, thank you again to the church. Chapter 3, verses 9 through 10. He's at it again. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't you think he's just going a bit over the top? It's only 5 chapters long. How many more thanks? Is he just trying to butter them up? Well, maybe, maybe. But no, that's just not it. It's more to it. See, Thessalonica, this church there in Thessalonica, this is Paul and Silas's baby. They talk about it in parental terms there in Thessalonians. They refer to them like a parent loves a child, talking about this church. There's another reason he's grateful, though. Because no sooner had Paul and Silas started this church than a group of thugs in the community ran Paul and Silas out of town. You can see that in Acts chapter 17. But in spite of that hostility, the church managed to continue and to thrive and to grow even without Paul and Silas being there. They stayed dedicated to the mission. They kept modeling what Paul did show them during the time that he was there, Paul and Silas. He was grateful for them. How determined they were in the face of adversity to keep on keeping on. He was grateful to God for giving them this spirit of resilience. Grateful to God because they were joyful even while they were being persecuted. Paul writes, "And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for in spite of persecution you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all of the believers in the entire region, Macedonia and Achaia." People know about you. They've heard about you. But here's the deal. Paul is actually thanking God on their behalf. He says that Silas and Timothy agree with them. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering you before God, our God and Father, your work of faith, your labor of love, and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what could be better than hearing your beloved pastor tell you, I thank God for you? That's a wonderful thing to know, that you're appreciated as a church. He's basically saying, way to go, people. Way to go, church. Keep up the good work. What a witness you are throughout the entire area. He's not saying, I thank God because you're a bunch of nice people. They probably were. But that's not what he's saying. He's very specific here. He's thanking them for their work of faith, their labor of love, their steadfastness. See, this thing of being faithful witnesses to God, sometimes it's work, isn't it? Sometimes it's challenging. It's a labor. It requires persistence when other people give up. Paul, the same guy writing this letter, is the one who wrote Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. What's it say in verse 13 of that chapter? The three greatest gifts are what? Faith, hope, and love. And here in 1 Thessalonians, he's emphasizing those three gifts. He thanks God for their work, faith, their labor, their steadfastness, hope against hope. When other people are giving up, they are staying true to the mission. In spite of what the rest of the world around them is doing, they are sticking with it. Paul knows this, that God loves our thanks and our praise. God loves when we show appreciation. We have that kind of attitude toward God just for being the kind of God that God is, rather than all of these other gods that were being worshipped in all of the other temples down the street around them. He was this kind of God, the kind of God that we see in Jesus Christ, faithful and true and just and merciful and kind and forgiving. Completely different than all of these other gods. Whether things are going good or whether they're not, they're thankful. God loves to give us good gifts, loves to increase our faith, loves to increase our hope and our love. Now, Paul is so grateful. And so that's why I want to take this moment this morning to say that to you. I want to thank God for each one of you, your commitment, your determination, your steadfastness in keeping on. Because these are tough days to be Christians in the world. We aren't persecuted like many in the world, but it is. There's a culture of resistance. I thought a little bit about doing a little Jimmy Fallon-esque kind of a thing. You know, Jimmy Fallon on the Tonight Show every Friday, he goes through this routine. Oh, it's been a long week. I haven't been able to get all my work done. I've got a few thank you notes I need to write. And so he'll sit down and he tells a few jokes that are thank yous. I'm not going to joke about it, but the fact is it's important that we take the time to do it. And tonight, or this afternoon, actually 4 o'clock when the superintendent comes, you know what? If you're here, I want you to make the effort to say thank you to Stan. It's not an easy job being the district superintendent, overseeing all of these churches and trying to make sure that everyone has a pastor to lead. And And then they expanded the district. He took on a third of the Kaskaskia River District. And I'm not sure if it'll be Stan. I think it is, but we don't know for sure. Beginning in July 1, he will now have the totality of the Kaskaskia River District along with this. It'll be named something else. But that whole territory, it's almost the size of the entire Southern Illinois Conference used to be by itself, minus East St. Louis area. Can you imagine the territory? It takes him... from going up by Robinson down to Cairo, it's faster for him to go from Marion to Nashville. That's how much territory. And thank him. Thank him for his dedication, his hard work. There's a lot of stuff going into this, bringing these districts together and reorganizing that's going on. Thank Donna, our district administrator, who's been covering the entirety of both of these districts through this time, because it matters to the mission of the church, the hard work they're putting in to try to provide for all of our churches and our witness. Thank them. I want to say thank you to you, though, for your support of April. I want to say thank you to April for her dedication. Even though she is not feeling well, she's still improving, still has a ways to go, and yet she's still chugging away. I'm grateful to Abby because, you know, you keep this place going. There's lots of details most of us don't know anything about, and others help out too, but, you know, you're here making sure that all happens. I want to say thank you to Richard for your music and your wanting to be excellent at that and your leadership there. It makes a difference in worship. I want to thank Lou Ann. I've said this to her many times, for stepping up. It's not been her calling to be a preacher, but she's doing, I think, a good, excellent job. You might prefer her. I don't know. But appreciate her stepping out and doing that. I'm grateful for each one of you who lead the various committees and those who are on committees and trying to plan and lead this church. Vision. Future together, provide for its needs. We're blessed by your faithfulness. Grateful to God for our treasurer and financial secretary and those who count, who keep our financial house in order, keep the bills paid, things you don't even know that are going on. They take care of it. For our trustees who take care of the building and those who are taking care of the landscaping, appreciate that. All kinds of nice things going on like that. Grateful to God for our tech specialists, Nate and Danny, when you help out as well and keep the sound working and the visuals going, when the technology works right, it's great. All of these things done for one thing, to keeping our amazing God part of this community, helping each of us do what we come here every week to do, honor God because of God's faithfulness. Easy thing to say. Thank all of you for your time, talent, treasure, gifts, service in every way, your witness in this community, because it matters in these difficult days, not just who you are here, but who you are out there. People are watching. People know who you say you are. And when you're people of gratitude and joy, in spite of how hard life can be, it's a witness to the Lord. Simple words. These words are a big deal. Mom said it was right. Business world says it's good for the bottom line, but the real bottom line is this. It's who we're called to be in the world by Jesus Christ. So grateful for you. And what would happen if we unleashed ourselves on this community as people of gratitude, and no matter where we are, no matter who we're meeting, whether it's at the counter at the grocery store, Walmart, someone's working or wherever it is, saying, thank you. I really appreciate what you're doing. How does that change the tone as a witness for Christ? Well, we'll only know as you go. Of the church in Thessalonica, that the whole region might know what grateful people the people of the Coyne First United Methodist Church are. What a great, faithful people they are. Amen. Let's stand together.
Thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom this world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love. And still is ours today. Oh, may this bounteous God through all our life be near us with every joyful heart and blessed peace to cheer us and keep us still in grace and guide us when perplexed and fill us from all ills in this world and the next. All praise and thanks to God the Father now be given, the Son and Him who reigns with them in highest heaven. The one eternal God, whom earth and heaven adore, for thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore.
Heavenly Father, it is with hearts full of gratitude and joy because of your great love and your forgiveness and the new life you have given us that we cannot stop saying thank you to you. We're grateful to one another for the encouragement and the strength that we find in our gathering and for the chance to go bear witness to you in the world. Bless each one. Fill our hearts with visions for how you see the world, and may our actions and our words match who we say we are. Grateful, joyful people because of you. Go with us in Jesus' name.